You know, Auburn's had a tough year. You know, luckily we deserve a break.
Getting better, though.
Getting way better, Steve. Y'all better be ready. You know, Alabama and Auburn are the only two teams. They lead the SEC in
rushing
and points.
Oh, really?
Wins.
Yeah.
I don't know what it
wins.
Is. But we're winning.
Well, you had
we're
that,
up there
you had
with
that
y'all.
Moment there, Rob. You had a moment there, and you went there, and then just drink a little more coffee.
Defense. Yeah, got the
well, they're
defense.
Both playing good
we're
defense. I mean,
back.
Auburn just tore Mississippi State a new one last week. Mm. Did you see Mississippi State lost last night to BYU in overtime?
Did they?
Yeah, they were playing. They didn't come on until 9:30.
I fell asleep.
Two overtime. Excuse me, killer. You didn't have to get technical, killer.
Well, that's a shame. But really? BYU, they say they've got a running back over there that's got more yards than anybody
football.
In the country.
Them folks out west, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, I woke up yesterday morning, got invited to go on a dove shoot. First morning dove shoot I've been on in some time. Had to get there at 5:30. It's tough to find all your gear and stuff at 5:30 when it's dark. But managed to get out there, shot a few doves, had a good time. They were coming in there pretty good right
really?
There. Really? Yeah, they were.
South Montgomery?
Yeah, real south.
Real
but not
south.
That south.
But south.
A little more east.
You don't want to be specific, I take it.
Cannot. I was afraid the game board was going to show up.
Vance, well, today, if you were out there today, you'd get checked.
Yeah. We'd like
Kurt,
to go early
Vance,
in the, during
Brady.
The week when they're not working.
Yeah.
You know, we can slip a hunt
You've
in.
You've got quite a reputation, young man. That's all I got to
like,
say.
We like to slip a good early
man.
Morning dove shoot in at daylight on a Friday morning.
There you go. Well, how many did you pick up?
One.
You pick?
One good one. Got a good one.
How many shells did you shoot?
Box or two.
A box or two of shells. You got one.
They
dove.
Were high. I needed a full choke.
Yeah, that
I mean,
was
extremely
it.
Full choke.
Really?
And I don't understand why they were flying so high and so fast, but they were all heading north.
What terrain were you? What type of terrain were you hunting?
Hayfield.
Hayfield. And
a few bales of hay out
one
there.
One dove.
I got one dove. It always worked.
Now, did you mooch off of other people that didn't want their doves?
No.
I know you, Rob.
No, we all put them in a pile. We'll have a wild game supper coming up one day soon, I hope. But it always works out, Steve. And I'm not a very good shot. I'm really not. But I always end up sitting next to the high man on the field.
That's your problem.
You know, had steady shot Andy to my right. And he, I mean, one shot. Boom, dove down. Boom, dove down. And, you know, 45 minutes of the thing, he was packing his stuff up, picking up his spent shells.
Maybe you should have borrowed his gun. I've heard you've done that before.
I was thinking maybe I should have been, you know, I started to take his spot, but they were coming over me just as well as they were him, but he made me look real bad.
Yeah, you always get by somebody that's not. I always like to go to a power line or a dead tree.
I like to get by a kid so I can out shoot him.
Yeah, there you go. And rub it in.
Yeah, rub it in. Yeah.
Man, kid, you can't shoot.
Kid, go back and take your hunter safety course.
Well,
and come
I know
back.
You had a little wild game supper Thursday night, didn't you?
We did, Steve. It was the good old boys. Fish fry, 27 years. It's been 27 years in the running, but this is the last one. It was a big crowd down there at Dr. Grady Price's on his ranch, say the least. I mean, incredible place, but good food, fried fish, fried shrimp, fried chicken, fried about everything you can get fried. It was there.
Really?
A lot of good.
Yeah, who all did you see?
I saw everybody, but what's the guy's name that sits right there?
John
Longshore. He's typically there.
Really?
He must have been on a diet.
Well,
doing
no,
away
you
with
know, John's
fat,
a busy man.
Food.
I mean, he's not only radio, but TV.
Oh, is he on the TV
he's
now?
He's on the TV. He does.
He's,
I know,
on
he's
the
not
TV.
On FM. He's not on FM on radio, but he is on TV.
He's on the TV.
That explains it. He was on television last night.
Yeah, it was high school football night, so he was probably giving a report somewhere. Yeah, and if you ever notice John on CBS, I mean, he's always photobombing when he's down there on the field. They're interviewing Saban. There's always John.
Steps right out of the locker
and
room. He looks mighty good
to him,
dressed
we
up.
Don't call him John in town. We call him Longshore.
Call him John Morgan.
John Morgan? Is that what y'all called him back when he
No, we called him a lot of things back in high school. We're not going there.
I understand.
Trying to keep it clean and keep it family-like, Steve. It's opening morning of deer season.
This is a family show, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes, killer. Sometimes. Is Big C calling today? That might
oh,
all change.
Oh, Lord, I hope not.
Why?
I don't know. This
you got
a,
something against
this
little people?
This is a hunting show. It's
well,
hard.
Big
it's
C,
not really not even fishing
I'm
until
not so
you bring
sure
it up.
It classifies as a hunting show sometimes. Hunting.
Hunting. This is a hunting show. Steve, did you know in Birmingham in certain state parks, that they're they've got a little. There's a new sport. It's really not a new sport, but it's kind of gained in popularity. It's called falconry.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about falconry. Yeah.
Tell me what you know.
Well, I mean, I've met a lady up in Huntsville. I've met her several times. She goes to different expos. And there's also a lady that works with the state with the conservation department. Basically, they have falcons, and it's an old practice. I mean, it's an old sport.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, goes back thousands of years. But the falcon goes out, and they'll catch a rabbit or a squirrel. Or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It comes back to the handler.
Mm-hmm. That's that sounds exciting to me for some reason, how you can train a hawk to get that done and bring the thing back. I mean, it's like a carrier pigeon, you know? How do you get them to figure that out?
And it's unbelievable. Nature's a beautiful thing. Yesterday, Rob, I was putting hunters out, and we stopped at a field, and I was telling the hunter where to go exactly and everything we were looking. And it was a hard line, a hardwood bottom with a creek line, and then it opens up to a big field. We're parked right there at the big field. And this hawk comes flying across with a snake in its claws.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Now.
That is cool.
When you see things like that, yeah, you'll never forget it. But these guys were from Ohio, and, man, they were mad because they didn't have the cameras.
How about that?
I mean, they were like, look at that, look. And I'm like, yeah.
That is real cool.
And it's not
cool.
The first time I've ever seen that, but it's just spectacular the way nature works.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that is an amazing little thing. I mean, I've seen them pick up, you know, mice and so forth, but
I've seen them get a snake. Rabbits and squirrels. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard the poor cry of a rabbit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of things, folks. You need to get outside this morning, check things out. You know, you never know what you might see in the wild blue yonder.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you what, Rob, one of our new sponsors, Adams Motor Supports, right there on the Northeast Bypass, Terry, Lynn, and Brent, go by and see them. They've got all varieties of Suzuki, Kawasaki, Polaris. You know, I want a Polaris bad, Rob, and I'm going to get one. I'm getting a Polaris, man. There's nothing like it. You know, you got a lot of golf cart craze going on out there. I don't want a golf cart. I want a Polaris. I want to go somewhere. I don't want to have to rely on batteries. To me, there's nothing like a gas motor. But I'm going to tell you, they have got a fine selection out there. They've got all types of units, different prices. It's unbelievable. And right now, man, they're having a clearance. They have rebates. You need to go over there and see them and get that Polaris today. I mean, it's hunting season. It's time to get a Polaris.
Yeah, you better jump.
It's a machine.
Get one. They've got a good selection, and the selection's not going to last forever.
That's
right. People are going out there buying these things.
And you know what? Terry and Lynn have been a part of this community for a long time. They have been very, very good stewards. I mean, they've been good to the community.
Yeah.
They've been good to the community, and they've always given back. And it's locally owned, locally operated. That's the type of businesses you need to deal with. Right before you get to Walter Craig, they're on the other side of the bypass. Before you go to Walter Craig, stop by there, Adams Motorsports. Good folks, good people, go in and see them. If y'all want to be a part of the show, y'all can call us 240-9230. Outside the Montgomery area, it's totally free, 1-800-239-9544. Beautiful Saturday morning, downtown Montgomery and all across Alabama. Opening day of bow season. You're listening to Cast and Blast Outdoors right here on Sports Radio 740 and the Power Pig 101.1.
Fishing, gardening, or just a hot cup of coffee. These are among life's simple pleasures. With a life insurance plan from Alpha, you can relax and enjoy the good things in life, knowing your family is protected. For a customized plan built just for you by a friendly hometown agent, call Alpha in Montgomery Pike Road. Call Agent Scott Strickland at 288-0375 or stop by the office at 2108 East South Boulevard.
At Bach and DeVost Forestry and Wildlife Services, they provide assistance for a wide variety of land management activities. Timber sales, tree planting, herbicides, mapping, wildlife management, and their certified prescribed burn managers. Bach and DeVos is one of the first companies to use woodland mulching technology in Alabama. They've handled clearing projects from 10 to 1,200 acres and now operate high horsepower mulchers for your clearing needs. Call Bach and DeVos today at 269-2224 or find them on Facebook.
All right, guys, gather around. Let me tell you something. Tonight, you're up against it. Yeah. It's going to be you against you. And who you going to be, huh? You going to be that guy who missed it? No.
You're going to be that guy who had to turn in early because he had to go to work in the morning. No, you don't want to be that guy. Nobody wants to be that guy. That guy will never get to say, oh, I was there.
No, he won't.
That guy will never buy a round of Budweiser's for the whole bar. We love that guy.
Yeah, we do.
That guy is not the guy who strangers high five on the street. Boy, you got to go out. You gotta crack open some ice cold buds and pass the love around. Cause missing the greatest night of your life is just too much regret for any one man to carry. Why are you still sitting here? Great times are waiting. Grab some buds!
Please drink responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You ever think about investing in land? Real land, where trees grow tall and wildlife roams free. And you can take your youngins hunting and fishing and talk about life. With more than 75 years of combined experience, National Land Realty specializes in timber, agriculture, and hunting recreational properties. Whether you're selling or purchasing, National Land Realty will use the latest technology and techniques to help you make the best decision. Give Jerry Joe Ingram a call at 300-4273. And check out their website at nationallandrealty.com.
Hi, this is Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing and Restoration. Capital City does small to large jobs with enough references to ease anyone about quality craftsmanship. Our sister company, Capital City Restorations, is your one-stop shop in construction that can take care of all your remodeling needs, and you only have to deal with one contractor to handle everything. So if you plan on having any roofing or remodeling done, then give us a call today. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at CapitalCityRoofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Fishing, gardening, or just a hot cup of coffee. These are among life's simple pleasures. With a life insurance plan from Alpha, you can relax and enjoy the good things in life, knowing your family is protected. For a customized plan built just for you by a friendly hometown agent, call Alpha in Montgomery Pike Road. Call Agent Scott Strickland at 288-0375 or stop by the office at 2108 East South Boulevard.
If you're like a lot of people, your money runs out before the month does. If you need to make some extra cash to meet your household budget, call Buckmasters at 387-2621. If you'd like to talk about hunting and want to get paid for doing it, such as $8 to $15 per hour, then Buckmasters has the perfect job for you. Call Buckmasters at 387-2621. Full or part-time positions are available, and so is Blue Cross Blue Shield Insurance. Call Buckmasters and start making extra money the easy way. 387-2621.
Farmers Feed and Supply has all your favorite brands of seed for a successful food plot. Stop by Farmers Feed and Supply and check out these great specials. Triple 13 fertilizer, $400 per ton. Clean whole corn, $278 per ton. Peanut butter and persimmon flavored rice brand, $11.95 per bag. Farmers Feed and Supply carries Nutrena brand loyal dog food. Grain-free, no wheat, no corn, and made right here in Montgomery, Alabama. Prepping for hunting season is easy with Farmers Feed and Supply. 288-6999.
Deer season is around the corner, and there's no better time to join QDMA, the Quality Deer Management Association. QDMA is a nonprofit that promotes deer hunting and wildlife habitat. Membership is $35 a year. You receive 6 issues of Quality Whitetail Magazine, the first and only magazine to focus exclusively on whitetail herd and habitat management. And as a bonus, you'll receive a QDMA logo cap and a killer grunt call to bring that big buck in next season. Become a member of the greatest whitetail organization out there. Go to QDMA.com and join today.
All right, guys, gather around. Let me tell you something. Tonight, you're up against it. Yeah. It's going to be you against you. And who you going to be, huh? You're going to be that guy who missed it? No. You're going to be that guy who had to turn in early because he had to go to work in the morning? No, you don't want to be that guy. Nobody wants to be that guy. That guy will never get to say, oh, I was there.
No, he won't.
That guy will never buy a round of Budweiser's for the whole bar. We love that guy.
Yeah, we do.
That guy is not the guy who strangers high five on the street. Boy, you got to go out. You gotta crack open some ice cold buds and pass the love around. Cause missing the greatest night of your life is just too much regret for any one man to carry. Why are you still sitting here? Great times are waiting. Grab some buds!
Please drink responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You ever think about investing in land? Real land, where trees grow tall and wildlife roams free. And you can take your youngins hunting and fishing and talk about life. With more than 75 years of combined experience, National Land Realty specializes in timber, agriculture, and hunting recreational properties. Whether you're selling or purchasing, National Land Realty will use the latest technology and techniques to help you make the best decision. Give Jerry Joe Ingram a call at 300-4273 and check out their website at National Land Realty.